morning, Chris.
Morning, Dave. How are we doing?
How are we doing this morning? Sorry, I forgot to bring the mic up.
Man, I'm fantastic. How about you?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
You know, it seems like we're kind of making a weekly affair.
We're making
out of
a
this.
Habit out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be, yeah.
Well, you know, Pastor's on vacation, enjoying a few days off.
Yep.
And celebrating his anniversary with his wife, too.
Yep.
So
yep.
We're glad that Pastor, we're hoping he's having a good time. If he's watching us this morning, good morning, Pastor. Welcome, everyone, to our service this morning. I do have a few announcements that I would like to share with you as we begin. I want to remind everyone that it is Pastor Appreciation Week, and you still have a little time left this week to send the pastor an email. Maybe Chris could put his email up on the screen and drop him a note. Tell him you appreciate him. Put something in the Facebook comments and let T know how much we appreciate her as well. And October's seems like it's been a super fast month, and we just want to let Pastor know that we do appreciate him. Want to remind you all, as I am wearing my James 4:8 ministry shirt.
Still
this
can't
evening?
Find mine.
Yes.
I don't know what happened to
yeah,
it.
This morning.
I'm just
going
to have to get another one. Well,
you know,
I'll just
Chris,
have to buy another one. I know. They
here's
can
the,
buy one. I can buy one. Yes.
Here's the great news. If you will like one of these new long sleeve shirts as we are getting close to November.
I could use that.
All you've got to do is send your donation in. You could put that your request in the comments, or you can email the church and let them know that you would like a t-shirt. All the money that we do raise from the t-shirts goes to fill our blessing boxes. Speaking of which, we still have, I think, one of the scholarships available. And so if you would like to partner with us, you can do so by sending us an email. What we ask is that you pay for the cost of assembling the box, which is $250. And then as our part of partnership with you, then we will pay the shipping. Our church here will pay the shipping so that you can receive that box and begin to do that ministry in your own neighborhood, in your own town. We have partners all the way from Little Rock to Rolla, Missouri, and it's just been a real blessing during this time. And so partner with us on the James 4:8 ministry. Do you have any announcements this morning?
I think the preacher is still wanting sermons for the sermon suggestion box. You can either put them in here if you come in Sunday or later this morning, or email to him or to the church, and he'll get on them. So if you have a topic or a scripture or a theological conundrum, he'll get to work on that. He enjoys the challenge, so send it on in.
You know, they've been enjoyable to listen to
they
as
have.
Well.
Yeah,
so
I really enjoyed last year.
Thought it was a great one last week, and have heard a few during this time. So, be sure and send those in. We don't want, you know, we're getting ready to enter into the Advent season, and so I know that the pastor has a series for us in getting ready in that preparation time for celebrating Jesus' birth. But we need to fill the sermon suggestion
box.
Yeah,
we'll get back. He'll get back to him eventually.
All right. Prayer concerns. And so please, if you want to partner with us, in fact, I've got one of the got one of them right here in front of me. If you will go online and sign up, then we can put you on our prayer list to receive our prayer list, which is in our newsletter. This is a copy actually of our newsletter this week, and our prayer list is right on the inside. And so we'd like to partner with you and pray with you for what is on your heart. And so if you would like to sign up for that, I think we've got the email address on the screen. And so so sign up. And we'd love to partner with you as prayer partners and pray for what's on your heart this morning. Speaking of which, Chris, would you join me in a word of prayer and we'll get started this morning?
I'd be happy to.
All right, let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just... We thank you this morning for the beauty that we saw on the drive-in, the beauty that we see as we gaze out of our windows at home that let us know that you are God and that you're in charge. God, we have so many hurts, so much anxiety today in our world, God, that we just we come to you now, Lord, and we lift up the prayers for the folks that are on our prayer list this morning, God. We ask that you bring healing, that you bring peace, that you bring comfort. And God, we also ask now that you allow us just a few minutes for us to bring our own personal petitions before you, God, as we do so in silence. Gracious Lord, our needs are many, but we know, Lord, that you promised us that when we ask, that you answer those prayers. God, sometimes it's not what we want to hear. Sometimes it's not now. Sometimes it's not the way that we want them to be answered. But God, we know that you are faithful to us, and we praise you for that. And now this morning, as we celebrate Laity Sunday, God, we join in unison, saying the words that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, Chris, it's Laity Sunday. And so we're going to be talking about that a little bit later, but I thought it might be a great time for us to get excited and worship the Lord. And what song have you got for us to get started with?
They're not my songs. You picked them. That's something I was going to mention. A lot of people don't know, and he doesn't like to let it be known. But Dave's an integral part of the praise band, and he really fills up my part of the vocals most of the time. So I really count on him. So what song have you got picked out?
Well, you know what? It turns out that I thought a good way for us to get started this morning was to sing about a new generation. Because you know what? We can all be part of that new generation.
Amen.
All right. We'll stand and sing with us.
There's a new generation that is taking your place. There's a new generation that is taking their place. So when we surrender to your will, let it be done. Come this day, have your way, let your kingdom come. We will rise, we will run, we will exalt the name of Jesus. By your blood we overcome. We will sing, and we will dance. Come on and celebrate the kingdom of our God. There's a new generation that is running by faith. There's a new generation that is willing to pray. Wind of revival, come and sweep across this land. What a change with one move of your mighty hand. We will rise, we will run, we will exalt the name blood we overcome. We will sing. We will dance. Come on and celebrate the kingdom of our God.
Come on and celebrate.
Come on and celebrate the kingdom of our God. At a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. Last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain?
So we all know that, as I said earlier, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. And last Sunday, actually, was Laity Sunday that we celebrate every year here in the United Methodist Church. Pastor and T are taking some time off this week to get a little recharge and celebrate their anniversary. And so even though it's a week late, I am here this morning as your lay leader to speak to you in the pastor's stead. I hope that you all have taken some time to thank both Pastor and T during this month of celebration of their service to our community and beyond. You know, we're 3 years into having Preacher Man, as he's known to us, and it's been quite a ride. We certainly have gained some momentum, and we've had that going for us, and there's been a lot of exciting ministry that's been going on. And then, well, life happened. 2020, right? Nothing is as it should be, it seems, this year. And so even though last Sunday was Laity Sunday, we are going to celebrate it today. You know, late or delayed, like so many things, it seems, these days. To some, I think it even feels like life is that way right now, just off. So we as a group of believers have experienced a lot of delays this year. COVID has affected many areas of our physical life, and our spiritual lives are not immune to this pandemic either. While we have, through this pandemic, expanded a few areas of our ministry with our online presence and blessing boxes, to name a few, if we were being honest, we've certainly shrunk in some other areas. Things just aren't the same. But we're not here this morning to dwell on the past. We're here to look to the future. On this Green Forest United Methodist Church day to celebrate Laity, let's start by a quick reference of what that word means. I get the definition from our Book of Discipline, and in our Book of Discipline it says, the ministry of laity is in their daily lives as being Christ-like examples of everyday living and sharing their own faith experiences. Now that's found in Part 4, Section 2 of our Book of Discipline. So we, each of us, are laity in our church family. And today, on our week late, Laity Sunday 2020, Pastor asked me to bring a message, and he really didn't give me much direction on what it was to be about. To be a matter of fact, he kind of left Dave up to his own devices, which is kind of a bit of a dangerous proposition if you were to know me very well. Or maybe it was just part of his master plan. I mean, I have known for a month or so that this opportunity to speak to you all today was coming, and have been praying for this download from God. You know, give me the words on this paper as to what you would have me say. But it just hasn't happened. I mean, not like, you know, I thought it would, some clouds parting and the glory of God shining through and just giving me something to speak to you about today. Instead, it seems like while wrestling with a topic for this morning, my life has become its own group of sermon illustrations since early on in this epic year. Although it was not set back in February or March that I would be speaking to you today, it does seem like, in hindsight, maybe God knew. As with most things that slowly make their way through this thick skull of mine, there have been many road signs that pointed me towards October 25th. You know, many of you even played a role. You may not know it, but if you'll allow me some latitude this morning, you may see yourself in some of these illustrations. You see, God has given me a unique perspective through this time of change in our church. Chris and I were called on to come alongside Pastor because of Chris's technical expertise, and me because I'm the lay leader, I guess, and of course my face for television or internet. But as soon as we were made aware that some things were going to be discontinuing, like worship in person, we immediately began to work on ways for us to continue to stay connected and to have a platform for us to come together virtually and gather in worship. But our way of doing things, our method, has changed. It's no Sunday school. In the beginning, there was no in-person worship. We weren't able to share communion for months. Still can't even bring your gift into the church. I was noticing as I walked in today that there's a sign on our front door that says, enter at own risk. We've become limited as to how we can care for each other when we gather. No more hugs when we come into the sanctuary. No more catching up with what's going on in our lives before service begins. It seems we were at a crossroads, and I suggest that we remain there today. You know, Pastor had moved to sermons about how we can be encouragers to each other and how to look for ways for us to stay connected. We've reached out through different platforms and found a new voice like the one that we're on this morning. Because, you know, this pandemic is not bigger than my God, and He continues to move. But if I can share a moment of vulnerability with you, although we have been able to continue to provide these new ways to connect, some of the ways seemed or felt, well, a little sanitized. I mean, we can't see each other's smiles underneath our masks. We can't even shake hands. And through this time, I myself have even struggled with my own discipleship or personal sanctification, the moving towards holiness through these last few months. There seemed to be something missing both personally and corporately as a church. And you know, the preacher's been calling it out. He's been telling us that what we need is a renewed vision for moving forward. Miss T sent me a few notes as I shared with her and Pastor what seemed to be just a ton of random confessions and stories of my life during this pandemic that has been 2020. And she shared with me one passage that seemed to sum up the struggle that seemed to be consuming me, and hopefully you can relate to that this morning. It comes from James, the passage does, and I feel like it's one that's familiar to us. But I'm going to ask for us to look at it anew this morning and see the new relevance it has for us today. Our scripture today comes from James chapter 2, verse 18. And if you all will read along me in the words on the screen. It says, "But some will say, 'You have faith, but I have works.' Show me your faith apart from works, and I will show you my faith by my works." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Lord God, send your Spirit this morning to kindle in us a vision of where you want us to be in your kingdom plan. Move us, God, from where we are to where you want us to be. Equip us, Lord. Make us disciples that make disciples in this changed world. Speak to us, O God, as we wrestle with the world that seems cold and distant from your plan. Make us relevant in our communities, Lord, and draw us individually nearer to you. Amen. You know, friends, the struggle this morning is real. And we have an adversary that is cunning and cruel. Despite your personal thoughts or mine on the COVID outbreak, we must be aware of one thing. Our level of community has suffered, and we have become separated. Now, I'm not going to beleaguer this point, as I feel like Pastor has been tapping on that door for some time. He's warned us against the perils of being isolated. You know, in my own walk, the word quarantine seems to have a broader definition than just social distancing. Quarantine seemed to leak into several areas of my life. In my personal walk with God. You know, it is as if we have come to this fork in the road. You turn left and you take this opportunity that we have during this quarantine and social distancing time to spend some alone time with God, to grow nearer to Him, to as our old pastor would say, to press in. Quiet time listening and studying, and with what seems to be like the extra time that we've experienced with our lack of social activities and obligations. Or we could go to the right and take this awesome opportunity to do a ton of the things that we've been wanting to do. You know, take back up that hobby that we left years ago and get that boat that's been sitting in our barn for years out and start on that list of honeydews that we've been neglecting. I don't know about your experience during 2020, friends, but mine has been a season of in the desert. It seems like I took a ride at the fork. You know, it seems like I put my own discipleship in quarantine. My own lack of spiritual direction, I can blame on no one. I know that God never moved away from me. It was always I that moved. But what's become evident to me is it seems is that I need the social part to provide some accountability to keep me in line. I mean, I long to sit downstairs and listen to my brother explain all things temple to me. I miss the spiritual direction that Miss T provided with her long pauses as we all struggled to answer the questions that she was putting before us. You know, maybe that internal alarm clock that urges us to get up early on Sunday morning now has become one of, well, you know what, I can catch up sometime online. Maybe I'm down, you know, during the week. And what of our duties as the laity? I mean, are we taking the opportunity to be Christ-like examples? And how is this new reality that we're in, how are we sharing our faith? We as laity, the souls that make up this body of Christ, grow cold when we are not near the flame. We need each other to keep us sharpened so that we can be used by God in how He sees fit. Growing in our personal discipleship or faith is imperative to the growth of our church. And let me be clear, when I say growth of our church, I'm not talking about numbers. I'm speaking of the growing that we can do in our influence for His kingdom in our community and beyond. You know, it seems like we can get caught up in numbers, but God shows us again and again in His Word that there is one number that He is interested in, and that's you and you and me. It's one. Discipleship drives the engine of change in our world. And we need to get ours out of quarantine and put it back in the game. So follow me here. John Wesley said there are two types of holiness. It's personal holiness, which is growing in our personal relationship with God, and social holiness, which is showing love to others through caring for their physical needs. We must continue to grow in our personal walk or discipleship so that we can put that faith into action. So how do we do this today and tomorrow? What tools can we use to sharpen each other so we're ready to put our faith into action? And very importantly, what vision can we cast for our faith community here to provide avenues to do what we are called to do as laity? And that is to be the body of Christ in this community. Now, if you've been listening, you know that Pastor has been calling on us to provide a vision for what we are passionate about to further God's kingdom in our community. As we move forward with these new realities of what discipleship and worship look like in our changed world, we must seek what our new identity is to be and what it is that God would have us be in His kingdom plan. Folks, we are the church. We are the laity. And now, perhaps more than any other time, we need to seek God's wisdom and direction. You know, a time of discernment and study of what God's plan for us in 2021, I think, is in order. You know, we're nearing that time in our calendar year where we prepare ourselves anew for the coming of Jesus Christ with the season of Advent. And in this time of preparation, I'm calling on you, my fellow brothers and sisters, the laity, to join me in a time of prayer for a new vision for our church. Remember the passage in Scripture? Let's let it be our guide during this time of preparation. Now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes this morning as we meditate through this Scripture, and I ask these questions. And remember, our community is watching us today. They're waiting on us today. Close your eyes with me. Scripture reads, "But some will say." What are they saying? More importantly, what will be our reply? You have faith and I have works. Who's taking care of folks today? Who are we looking to? Are we waiting on the government to take care of needs? Did you know that before the Great Depression, the government did not provide many of the items we take for granted today? It was the church that provided medical care, looked after the poor, the orphans, the widows, and the elderly. We've relinquished those obligations, folks, but our mandate from God remains the same. Show me your faith apart from works, and I will show you my faith by my works. What is our vision, church? How will we show our community our faith by our works? What are we prepared to do? What would God have us to do? On this 2020 week late Laity Sunday, let us begin to seek what God would have us do for His kingdom. Seek the vision for our church and do so with a renewed desire to move closer to Him in our personal lives. New ways to maintain and grow our discipleship so that we can be used by Him in our community today, tomorrow, and until He comes again. I offer this to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Would you bow with me? Gracious God, we do seek ye first, Lord, in this time of pandemic. You are the one, you are the rock, you are the one that we look for in the, whenever our world becomes like a thrashing sea. God, be with us this morning, and as we move through this week, let us be your laity. Let us be your hands and feet at work in our communities, God. And as we continue on through this season from now until 2021, let us all, as brothers and sisters, come together in prayer in unison as we look for what it is you would have us to do. Send us your vision, God. for us as your people in 2021. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for coming this morning. Have a great week.